James, what, you know, you've been dodging this question a lot, bro, and I just want to get, like, a straight answer from you. Everyone's been asking, like, you can't keep dodging this question, okay?
Okay.
What, like, how do you take your eggs, bro? Like, you gotta admit to eating eggs, and how do you take your eggs?
Oh, straight from the carton, bro. Egg whites. You just take egg whites and you just down them.
You straight up Rocky Balboa just drinking that shit?
Dude, of course. Why do you think he does it?
Have you seen that? There's some parody movie. I think it was like Hot Shots or something, but he like cracks open like an egg and it's just a fully born baby chicken and he just like drinks it.
That sounds disgusting, dude.
It's awful. Yeah, so this is my good friend Hunter James to everyone listening. Hunter was one of the 83 people that was in my graduating class at this small shit high school. And I think we all kind of bonded just because, like, you know, it was such a weird small class and, like, it was country and the people who weren't terribly, like, rednecky kind of, like, bonded all together.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Do you remember we had one teacher and we gave her so much crap. It was our science teacher. she wasn't the teacher though, was she? She was like a stand-in teacher or something.
So I actually do not remember what you're talking about. Wink, wink.
Whoa.
But...
okay. I was like, yes, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
But if that were to happen to a teacher, I think I know which one you would be talking about.
It's just the sound of her voice was so cringe and like awful that we could not take her seriously.
Yeah, and she was kind of mean sometimes, to be honest.
Well, she wasn't teaching anything, first of all. To be fair, the teacher that was teaching her didn't know squat about like chemistry or whatever. I think it was chemistry.
Yeah, no, it was awful.
And just imagine, like, it was, like, this mean teacher, and she was overweight, not that that matters, but, you know, she just had this, like, really annoying voice, and, like, it drove us all crazy, and we, that was, like, one of our inside jokes, we would talk in her voice.
Dude, I hated that class so much.
Well, for anyone who doesn't know, we took a no one would know, I don't know why I'm saying that. there was a advanced, it was AP chemistry, right?
Yeah,
but like none of us had taken chemistry,
which is fine normally because, you know, you don't have to take chemistry as a prereq for that. But the thing is like everyone in the class had an A, but we all got ones on the exam because they didn't teach shit.
Did you ever go to the study sessions?
Hell no. Why would I do that, dude? If we're not even learning it in the class, why would I do that?
No, that's where we got the little amount of information that we did know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think there was a point where we were all like, oh, we're from this other school. Like, we were saying we're from like a city school.
Yeah.
We were just like, so ashamed to be there.
Dude, I don't blame you, man. Our school was absolute garbage.
It was so, but it was like, I don't know, like we felt like we were doing good, like in math and everything. We felt like we were on top of it. I remember you specifically were like a lot better than me, like specifically in math. But like you, I don't think you were in our AP class, were you?
Nah, I used it as a teacher's aid. I was just sitting in the back, chilling.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, because I realized that did not matter at all. Like, I realized, I'm like, you know what? I've taken advanced classes. I can take easy classes my last year and just cruise on by to college. And I did it, and I have zero regrets about it.
Because I was in, like, the advanced, like, whatever thing. I should not have done that because that senior year was so stressful, and it made me hate, like, all of our friends except for, like, you and our friend Keegan. Because, like, we were all just, like, super stressed and in it together. And, like, it was really fun and, like, endearing the first part of the year. But as time went on, it was like, oh, my God, I hate these people. I wish they would quit talking to me. I need to get out of this school. I'm switching schools, like, the last half of the senior year. Yeah, I don't know. It was a nightmare. I took, like, physics. I took AP calculus. And our teacher, God bless her, had no business teaching that class because I don't think she understood some of the concepts too, you know?
I'm gonna be honest, bro. Completely different experience for me. Like, four of my periods were just sitting there. I literally spent, I think, two periods laying down in the library, and then the other two was just sitting in the back of that math class, and the other one was just playing on the computer for an hour. That
Yeah.
was literally it, all of senior year.
What games were you playing on the computer? Do you remember?
I don't know, it was some bullshit on like armor games or something like that.
I used to play that. It was like you were a cell. It was called like
Oh,
Itch.io
Agario or
or
whatever.
Agario. Yeah. Dude, that shit was so much fun.
It honestly was.
I used to play phone games a lot too. I would get on my phone and play like Clash Royale and
Oh yeah, dude, I remember that game.
yeah. It like as soon I remember as soon as we got out of high school, I was like, I don't want to play this anymore.
Yeah, honestly, it fell through real quick. 'Cause it was kind of
Yeah.
fun, but
Well,
it
it's fun
quit
with
being r
people.
Yeah, but it just quit being fun real quick.
Yeah, literally, because like when you got all the time, it's that game's really only fun if you're trying to waste time. Because if you have plenty of time to do stuff and you're like, well, I'll just play PlayStation or something more like specifically like made for fun. I don't want to play this like game that's going to use all my money and waste all my time, you
Yeah, exactly.
know? Yeah, so you I actually lost a little bit of weight in high school. Not nearly as dramatic as what you lost, but you like really trimmed up. It was like you were a completely different person. I wanted to talk to you about like your weight loss journey and stuff. Like what was your first moment of like you were like, okay, I'm losing weight. Like what was that first moment like?
so actually, it stemmed from a bunch of negative stuff, and I actually developed an eating disorder before I eventually got to the healthy route of doing it. But the process, sort of summated was eating disorder, then and vegetarian kind of kicked in about the same time as that, a little later, but on a timeline they overlap. And then starting the gym probably maybe 6 months to a year later, and that's where everything started to get cleaned up a lot, and my diet was healthy again, and I started losing weight the healthy way and building muscle, and that's sort of what put me on the right trajectory.
That's good. So, when you say eating disorder, do you mean like not to delve too much into it or bring up any
Yeah.
bad memories for you, but was that like a kind of a bulimia type situation where you were like throwing up, or was it like more of just like a unhealthy image of yourself, or how did that start?
It was more so like extreme calorie restriction. Like, I remember I would eat probably about 300 to maybe 800 calories a day at
Oh,
one
wow.
point. Yeah, no, it got pretty not good. but I cleaned it up eventually and got on the right trajectory. So that's all that matters.
Hell yeah.
Plus, high school's just a toxic time, you know?
Oh, it's so bad. And like, I remember specifically, I remember thinking this, like, I don't know what the deal was or whatever, but like, I remember you were like you started probably losing weight in like 9th, 10th grade, right? Or was it earlier than that?
Probably about the end of 9th, early 10th.
Okay. Well, I remember like specifically the female attention you attracted because you're a super handsome guy, but like I remember like I don't remember, you know, I just don't remember like the female attention happening before obviously you lost all this weight, but I remember thinking
Oh yeah, it didn't.
like I was like, Hunter's got game now and like he's super attractive and all he did was like quit eating and start working out pretty much. I mean, that's simplified obviously, but like it changed how people saw you know? Did you feel that?
Oh yeah, no, dude. I felt that, and I was kind of mad about it. I mean, it's nice to get the attention, but there's one instance that I remember. I'm not gonna name drop.
Yeah.
Might after the recording, just to fill you
Okay,
in.
sure.
But there's this one girl who saw me working out, and she came to school the next day, and she's like, "Oh, did you guys know Hunter works out? Ha 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 ha! Can you believe he works out? Ha 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 ha!" And then, I'm not even joking. You literally, I think it was the next year, senior year, when I came back and I felt like I was really getting a lot of the attention. She sat in the library and showed me her booty pics and said, "So when are we going out?" And I said, "What?"
Oh my God. Could you imagine like the gall of just that person to be like, here's my boot. Like that's so animalistic, isn't it? That's like what gorillas do. They like present their ass and then they're like, we're gonna have sex or what's the deal, you know?
Yeah, no, it's a thirsty thing to do, bro.
That's weird, and I hate our high school.
Honestly, same, bro.
to be fair, that's probably just like a immature thing. But yeah, I noticed that a lot too. Just like people who were kind of like down, like because that's mean to make fun of like someone trying to work out. Like that's their you know their progress. That's them trying to make themselves better, and you're coming in and making fun of them. Like that's so against what you should be doing. You should be encouraging that and like fostering that, but. People are just, especially like high schoolers, you know, are so like insecure of their own selves that they'll just like go after whoever they have to feel to laugh and get a little bit of serotonin from just like tearing down, you know?
Yeah, no, I've thought about it a lot, and like the social structure in high school is so hierarchical that it's kind of what's expected. You kind of have to be an asshole to maintain your position, or that's how it feels. But then as soon as you leave high school, like all of that just disappears, and you're like, man, why?
Yeah, no. Well, that's why so many people like peak in high school, and then like they, like for instance, right? I went to college in Florence at UNA, and a ton of the North Alabama. We're in Alabama. I don't know who's listening to this, by the way. So, you know, I just try to keep people informed. But anyway, so everyone around there, because Florence is probably like 2 hours away from where I live, and there's like a bunch of bigger city schools, like high schools. In that area, so like obviously a bunch of those kids are from that area, and like as soon as I got there, it was like, "Hey, buddy, what high school did you go to?" And I was like, "Oh, you know," and I would say like the name of it, but I'd be like, "Oh, it's in this area," and they would all just be like, "Okay," and they would just like seem super disinterested and like not want to talk about it anymore, and just like you know, like they kind of shut off after like understanding I'm not part of their hierarchical. I can't even say that word. That structure that they're used to, so they can't kind of like build on what they already know, so they just don't even try. It's bizarre. And it's kind of I kind of have a problem with like American school systems, just like the amount of time and effort that the kids got to put into it. Feels like versus what they get out of it, doesn't feel like a whole lot of even circles, you know? It feels like. Do you agree with me? Like, it feels like there's way too much time invested in this, and like all the teachers are just doing what they do to got it to, you know, they're doing what they have to basically, and the kids kind of suffer from it because, first of all, bro, just the sleep you're losing. You know what I mean? Like, do you remember just waking up at like 6 and 7 and being like, oh my God, I have to go to this place for like 8 hours, and I'm gonna like eat, I'm gonna eat shitty lunch, like this old moldy pizza and milk. They made us eat pizza and drink milk, Hunter.
Bro, I like books. I don't really have a problem with that.
Do you really eat eggs from the carton, by the way? I meant to circle back to that.
I've done it before. I don't do it
No, you
regularly.
haven't.
I have, bro. It's actually not that bad. It kind of tastes like the texture's about what you would imagine.
It's like cum. It feels like cum when you touch it.
It's a drink, you know? It's kind of like an aloe vera drink, almost.
That's
Like,
gross,
imagine if
dude.
you mix the aloe vera in with the water, so or the juice, so it's like that texture. But the taste is like there's no flavor at all. There's almost no taste. Like, imagine you took a spoonful of milk and just mixed it in water, and that's basically the taste you get. Like, it's not an unpleasant taste at all. There's almost no taste.
I
Like,
see.
it's really not as bad as you would think. I'm gonna be honest, man.
I guess there's no like there used to be this big issue of salmonella, like drinking or eating raw eggs.
Yeah, but if you get it in a carton, it's already pasteurized.
Like there's no like especially in our area, like in like the United States, like none of the eggs we're gonna get will cause salmonella like at all. But I don't know, like cooking wise, how do you like to eat your eggs?
Scrambled for sure.
Okay. Now, you could have just said that. You didn't have to say, I'm Rocky and I drink the damn eggs out of the carton.
Yeah, but you know, what's funny about that, man?
That's a good point. What were you saying? Yeah, they made us, well, like, the fact that, like, water, I remember they had a water fountain installed in our high school at, like when in our 10th grade year or something, and I was like, oh my god, we can drink water. Like, that was such a big, you know, but I guess they're trying to build your calcium in your bones, but... Like milk? I mean, I like milk too, and I'll drink milk, but it seems weird to drink milk with like hamburgers and chicken, like spicy chicken sandwiches and like like spaghetti. Like they would give us spaghetti and expect us to drink like milk with it, you know?
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. Like it's weird to think that we were just drinking milk at lunch. Although, you know, I like milk, but it's definitely a weird concept now that I think about it.
I used to be, this is a story from when I was in elementary school. I used to be kind of like lactose intolerant, but I guess I grew out of it, or maybe it's just not as bad as I thought it was.
Yeah.
But I would shit a lot if I drank milk. But they had like you know how they had orange juice and apple juice and stuff as like alternatives sometimes? Mm-hmm. Well, like yeah. My elementary school for some reason had like orange juice and pineapple juice or something. Like it was, and like it's always sour and gross too. Any of the juices you get from like a cafeteria at school are always like sour and gross. But the pineapple juice I would get would always taste awful, and sometimes they would run out of orange juice and apple juice, so it was just like stuck to pineapple. And I remember I would like steal milk. I would like put it in my pocket and like walk through the lunch line like, here's my pineapple juice, because the cafeteria ladies all knew who the lactose kids were, so they were like, I remember like several times I would get milk and they would be like, no, you can't have that. They would take it away from me, so I started like stealing it so I would have to drink the shitty rotten pineapple juice.
I respect it, bro.
Anyway, school sucks. I think after middle school, this is my like school beliefs. I think after high school or middle school, excuse me, I think you should go into like a work oriented type program. So like whatever you want to do, if you want to do something technical, you go into more like a technical stuff where you kind of learn the basics of like machinery and stuff like that. Or if you want to do more like finance, like you're doing, you could do like, you know, more like a finance course where they teach you about like the dollar and you know all the fluctuations it goes through and you know stocks and stuff like that. Like that's a more valuable time, and especially if you go into higher learning anyway, they're going to give you basic courses you got to take anyway. So
kind of like a British/German approach, because that's what they do in Germany.
Yeah.
If you don't score well enough, or if you know it's what you want to do, you start working on trades and stuff like that, I think. And then the UK, you start to specialize a bit, I think, in your 9th and 10th year, but I'm not sure about that.
Yeah.
And then I know 11th, 12th, and 13th, I'm pretty sure, you take A-levels, which is like... just specialized, like it's like 4 courses a year I think for your first year, and then your next year it's 3, and it's just upper level.
Yeah, no, I think that's better. I don't know, I mean, granted, like this is for everything in life. You say you want change of something, and then you kind of like regret it, and it's not as good as the old system. And but I don't know, something about the American system just seems kind of just prolonging, you know, like.
Yeah,
they shouldn't. At least don't have them go 8 hours a day. At least have them go like 5 or 6 hours a day, because no one can learn. Like, okay, once you have like, and I understand like, you know, kids probably need all their sleep that they can get. So making them wake up at like 6 and 7 in the morning anyway is kind of brutal. But I think just like a, you know, just leave it like 1 or 2, because you would learn a lot more and you'd be more focused on what you are learning. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah, and I feel like, I don't know, I feel like the quality of the teaching, I mean, obviously it's a state-by-state and, like, district-by-district sort of thing, but there's just a wide discrepancy in how, and, like, the quality of the courses that are being taught, and I feel like that's a really big problem, because what's the point in wasting 8 hours of learning something when... you know, you're basically learning 10% of what, you know, maybe another school district is learning.
Yeah, that's true too. You know, there's not, uniformity throughout, so it's not, And even like if you go to a private school, like they like pretty much the state just requires that you go to school. It doesn't matter like homeschool or private school or public school. And a lot of times the public schools get the most money, so like, you know, you'd think they'd be nicer and stuff, but ends up being like private schools and even sometimes like homeschools are where you get the best educations because like those teachers probably care a little bit more, you know?
Yeah, and it's also the public schools just waste a lot of money, I feel like. Like, I'm going to be honest, man. I think academics should definitely come first. And if a school sucks academically, I don't really think they should be putting money on a sports program. At least not as much as they do. Like, our school did terrible in most sports. And I feel like, I'm going to be honest, bro. A lot of that money would have been better spent on academics because, you know, sports are cool and it's a great avenue for some people to move up the, you know, the economic ladder and stuff like that. But academics will affect the vast majority of students, and the quality of sports versus the quality of, you know, the academics is not, you know, comparable.
Bro, you're going to piss off every person in the state of Alabama when you just said that.
I know, dude. I know.
Well, no,
what
I agree with you.
What the hell do you mean I can't play peewee football? We were last place last season. You telling me we shouldn't spend $100,000? What the hell are you talking about? Damn yuppie.
When I say Roll Tide, you best believe I mean Roll Tide for my kids and my kids' kids and my grandkids who are all related to me. I guess that was whatever. Anyway, yeah, no, I totally agree. I played football and basketball in high school, right? And I think my sophomore year, or no, my freshman year, we didn't win a single fucking game in basketball. Now, I can understand not winning a game in football. There's probably like 12 or 13 games in a season, whatever. But basketball, bro, has like 80 games or some shit. Like, it's so many games. You think we would accidentally score some shots and win, but no. We had an awful coach, awful program, God bless them. And another thing, too, like we, like all of us in like 7th and 8th grade were kind of like a team, you know, like a team effort. And then they split us up. So, like, they put like some of the kids on JV, some of the kids on varsity. And that was literally just to make the varsity team better, because if they would have invested the time and, you know, energy to like just keep the good players on the JV team and just let them play for a couple years there, then they could have like, then we could have all like went up as like a team together in varsity. It would have been a lot better. But, you know, they were too dumb to think about that, I think. They were just like, oh, who's good? Put them on the varsity team. We don't care. And our football team, bro, like you know how.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, just like we would win like a game or two, maybe if we were lucky. But that was another thing too. Like, there was no team effort. Like, it didn't feel like I didn't, like, besides a couple people, I didn't really care for most of the people on the football team. Like, I had a couple really close friends there, but otherwise it was like, well, you know, they're kind of like, these people are kind of stuck up and cocky about like nothing, whatever. All I'm saying is like the sports program should have not been the focus. Like you were saying, like, education should definitely be first, I think, in that regard. And you know what's funny, too, while I'm on the subject, is, like, our Scholars Bowl team, which I think you were part of, did, like, so much better than like, anyone in the region, I'm pretty sure, right? Is that, am I right about that?
Yeah, I mean, we made it to state a bunch of times.
So, like, you know, and, like, how much money do you think went into Scholars Bowl? Probably, like, none of it.
I'm pretty sure, you know, the teacher that was over it said, yeah, there was, like, no budget whatsoever.
So just imagine, like, if you actually, like, had time and resources and, like, coaches and people that actually cared about, like, the academic, like, competitions. And we could have had, like, a debate team. I know, like, a couple of the schools around us had debate teams and stuff. And that would have been cool. I mean, I would have been, like, I remember in one of our English classes we had, like, a debate thing. And I was, like, super into that. But they couldn't have focused on that because that's not sporty enough, you know.
Yeah, or even, like, I don't know that I would have been into this, but it would have been cool to have like a theater program or a drama program. Cause I feel like, you know, there was a lot of money spent on like 20 different sports that honestly, it just didn't make any sense. You know, it was too much money wasted on really poor outcomes when I think the first focus should be academics, because throughout life, that's the one thing that's going to affect everyone. School sports, you know, for the majority of people for the rest of their life, it's not going to do much. And
when I was in high school, I threw a touchdown pass, and I'm now 64 years old, and it's the only thing that makes me happy anymore.
What do you mean I peaked in high school?
I went to a volleyball game once. Did you ever go to the volleyball games at our school?
Unless we got out of school for it, no.
Okay. Well, there was like three people in the stands, bro, for either team. So like no one was paying tuition or no one was paying admission for that game. So like that was instant loss of money. You know, like there was like really two like really old creepy dudes in the stands and like some lady's mom, and that's like it. And me, who was like super uncomfortable just who I was sitting with, you know?
The football thing is what really got me for like I've thought about that so much because we had one player, you know, go straight to a big college school.
The only player. You play say what you mean. The only player.
Yeah, it's only one. But like, even with him, you know, he's a college player. He got drafted real quick to a college. And it's a good college too. For football. It just doesn't make sense for how our school did so shit in football when this guy was like one of the number one ranked in the state. Like, obviously it's not a player problem. Like, there's something deeper going on there. Cause even if you assume that everyone else on the team is the worst, he should have been able to just fucking carry that shit.
Well, okay. Look, I was not a good player on anything really, but even like I had people coming to like look at me like when I was in 10th grade, and it scared the crap out of me because I was like, I don't want to play football in college. If this is what football is like, I hate football. You know what I mean? I was like, I cannot do this. You know, and so like and that was the running thing with me too in high school. Like people were always like, because I quit after my 10th grade year. People were coming up to me like, hey, you should have played football. There was one kid specifically who I was doing this voice, but he like the whole school basically kind of cried out, was like, oh, you should come back to playing football because our team is actually shit, and we need anyone who wants to play or could play possibly. Mm. Anyway, it was a whole experience, man.
Yeah, I remember senior year, some people tried to get me to do the weightlifting competitions.
Oh yeah.
But the teacher hated me, so there was absolutely 0% chance that was happening. Because we did an awards day, and me and another one of my friends, we were, you know, Gavin.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
People would go up there and we just have like a clapping competition, basically just clap as obnoxiously as possible. And eventually, one of the teachers, you know, called us over, and he was getting screamed at by one, and I was getting screamed at by the other. And he said that he's like, he's already like 5'7", 5'8", right? And he's looking up to me to scream at me, so it's kind of hard to take seriously. Because you're, you know, I'm a cocky high schooler at this point. And also, when someone's shorter than you is like yelling at you, it is a little, it is a little funny. I'm not gonna lie. And he says the phrase, and this is kind of where I really lost it. He said, "If this were a job, I would not hire you." And at that point, bro, I couldn't take it seriously. And then he's like, "Okay, you're free to go." And after that, it became a running joke. And I knew for sure he hated me because he heard me making fun of it, like when I was walking away, because I just did not give a fuck.
That teacher was such a prick. I don't know. He was another science teacher. We had so many like you know, you should only ever get your coaches teaching like history. He was teaching like anatomy or some shit. Like he had no business doing that.
Bro, I'm gonna be honest. I do not like that coaches are teachers at all. They just the quality of the subjects is just fucking ass. You honestly might as well not offer the subject at that point.
One of our teachers, who to be fair was a history teacher, was like, he got two autistic kids in the hallway and made them sword fight. Do you remember that?
No.
I'll tell you who it was after, but I think you know who it is.
I feel like I know which teacher would do it.
But, that's awful. Why that was our school? That, you know.
That's really messed up, dude.
It's awful. Why did that? Why was that allowed? But anyway, but yeah, okay. So let's jump off of high school here. So you went to college in the UK. You went to college. Was it in London or was it just in England?
So technically, yes, it was in London, but, it's one of those cases to where, like, it's not central London, but it's, like, the greater London area.
Ah, I see. It's sort of like how Birmingham has,
Vestavia
and all the different...
Yeah, like, it'd be like the Gardendale to Birmingham, you know?
Okay. Yeah. So you're, like, the nice area, then.
Yeah, more or less. It was, like, yeah.
Well, nice. Well, okay, what was that whole experience? I mean, just to sum up, like, was it 3 years you went?
Yeah.
Which is so nice, first of all, just having a whole year shaved off from an American college or an American college program. And it was cheaper too, wasn't it? Didn't you tell me that once? It was like relatively.
Well, it's cheaper than out of state.
Okay. Yeah. So it wasn't that crazy for you to do that in the first place. I guess just like your moving fees and stuff were probably kind of bad, but other than that, like that was kind of a smart decision. I remember like being super jealous of you, and there was another girl who was saying she was going to do it, but I don't think she ever did.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember who said they were going to do it, but they definitely did not end up doing it.
I remember. It was the girl with the big bug eyes. I'm not going to say her name, but you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. She kind of fetishized Britain, though, from what I remember, bro. That was kind of weird.
I think something was a little wrong with her.
I think it was like one of those things, you know, like when people... I think she watched too much Doctor Who or whatever, and then she just, like, started to dick ride Britain. I'm going to be 100% honest.
She probably watched, like, Sherlock and Doctor Who... And was just like, oh my god, they're so whimsical, aren't they? But yeah, so what was your experience like? How was school compared to like what you came from?
Dude, it was fucking great. I loved it. One of the best experiences of my life. Like, that's one of the things. So it would have been a lot cheaper to stay in state for sure. To a lot of schools, I would have probably had to pay nothing in the state, but. You know, it's one of those things to where it's really literally a once in a lifetime opportunity, you know, because you're never going to be able to relive that at, you know, that age with your peers. And I genuinely think it was one of the best experiences of my life. I had basically a whole nother life over there set up. I had a lot of friends, you know, worked, had my own place. Went to school, my own social circle, stuff like that. Everything was honestly really, really nice. It was nice taking the train and being able to walk everywhere, talking to different cultures, being able to travel around Europe. Yeah, it was really sweet.
I'm so jealous, man. I really, like, because I kind of had the same situation, but just like 2 hours away from where I am now, and that kind of feels like hell. Did you feel kind of empty after you came back, or was it kind of a like relief to get back?
So I actually felt kind of happy to come back just because towards the end of it, I did realize that the UK is just not where I want to be. I have really enjoyed it, and I definitely, you know, love my friends and stuff like that, but the country is just not the country for me.
I've heard a ton of people say, like, as a parallel to what that girl in our high school thought about, like, the UK, I've heard it's kind of, like, poorly managed. Can you agree with that, or is that kind of...
In what sense?
Like, I don't know. From what I've understand, like, it's just kind of, like a trashy, more sort... I guess just compared to, like, all the rest of the European countries, it's more, like, the lower end of the spectrum.
It's definitely the U.S. of Europe. Like, we get it from somewhere, man. That's gonna piss a lot of people off. We get it from somewhere. It's not a coincidence that the U.S. and the U.K. were two of the only countries to have, you know, coronavirus protests and mass protests. Yeah. It's just because the dumbasses that grew up over there came over here, and now we have them. They came over centuries ago, and now we're stuck with them.
It's like you see, like, a really hot girl, but her mom is, like, super ugly, and you can kind of tell, like, she won't age very well. It's, like, the same sort of situation.
Honestly, bro, yeah.
No, yeah, I understand. Instead of being, like... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, London is actually really, really nice. At least the not-acid-throwing parts.
Oh, yeah, dude, I forgot. Like, that's another whole... Like, I mean, granted, that's probably... Okay, here's a serious question. It's a little bit rough, but would you prefer, like, because America has a ton of shootings, so, like,
oh, yeah.
Do you think shootings are better than acid throwing, or do you think acid throwing is more, like,
well, So acid throwing is definitely worse, but I think it's a very, very small problem. Like, it's not good either way, but I think there were like less than 10 or maybe less than, definitely less than 100, but I think it was like in the tens of cases per year. So it's a really, really small issue. But yeah, no, I would definitely rather get shot than have acid thrown on me if I was given the option.
Well, that's gonna disfigure you, like, if it gets in your face, like, it's gonna melt your face, you know?
Yeah, like you're
Granted, you're
looking
still
at,
alive, you know, with the shooting, you probably won't survive that, but
well, it depends on where you get shot, you know? 'Cause you have a pretty
yeah.
solid chance, especially if it's like, you know, not a like a hollow point or something like that. Just a normal bullet, you probably have a decent chance to just, you know, going to the doctor and recovering after a little bit.
Yeah, it's true. I guess if you just get shot in the arm, it's probably not that big of a deal,
Oh
but
no, I'd rather get shot in the chest, the torso.
oh, what, really?
Yeah, 'cause you have a major artery in your arm, and if not, you know, there are a lot of veins going through it. So if you get shot in the arm, there's a good chance you'll probably lose it.
Why don't they have bulletproof arm, like, sleeves? I always see bulletproof vests. They're never
I think it's because it's a smaller target. And
Oh,
like,
yeah.
if you get shot in the arm, there's stuff they can do. If, you know, if it does hit that artery or something major, they can always block it. Whereas if you get shot in the wrong place in the chest, you're kind of fucked. And it's also like a much bigger target. Like hitting someone in the arms when they're moving is not as easy as just popping someone's center mass, you know?
That's true. And I think when police get trained, they get trained to shoot, like, for the most mass or the biggest target, which is probably the chest. But, you know, I guess you're right. Like, you probably don't need you don't need some of those organs popping around in there.
Yeah,
Like,
I
what is it,
mean,
your
like,
pancreas? You can lose your pancreas. It doesn't, or no, your, what is it, your gallbladder or something? Like, you can just lose your gallbladder.
yeah, there's a lot. I mean, you can even do without what, like 75% of your liver, you can do without a kidney, you can do without a lung.
You can do that alone?
Yeah. I mean,
Oh, man.
you won't live as well, obviously, because you won't be able to
Probably can't
breathe as well.
exercise.
Yeah, but you'll still live, you know?
Yeah, that's
You'll
true.
live a relatively normal life.
You would get fucked by the COVID, though. If that COVID hit that one lung,
No,
it's like a
because it'd be a super long. It'd be extra strong.
Okay.
You've been working out, bro.
Yeah, you're right. It's the massive lung. It's like a it's like when you're blind, you can, like, hear really well. If you lose
Exactly.
a lung, it just gets it gets more breathe power. Yeah, man. So we were talking about traveling too the other day. Is tra so traveling is super important. Like, why do you think traveling is so important to you?
I just think so. I do like traveling, but I think one thing that I've realized that I like more from living in the UK is living in a certain area gives you a better perspective on it. Because certainly, you know, as time went on, my experience in the UK and my perspective of things did change quite a bit. And I feel like I only got that because I lived in such a different place. And I think that traveling does sort of give you a glimpse into that, but you don't really recognize like the subtle differences that really make a place different until you live there for a bit.
That's kind of deep, you know? But I totally agree with you. Like, I remember, like, just on the vacations that I've been on, I remember wanting to stay more because, well, obviously I'm not, well, some places, granted, it depends on who you're with as well. But, you know, if you're ready to go, you're ready to go. But some places, like, you definitely would like to just, like, stay and experience a little bit more there. And you were saying something really smart. You were saying that you wanted to get, like, your master's or whatever to, like, to get a job you can work from home, and then you can just travel, and as long as you have, like, internet, I'm assuming, like, an internet connection, like a good laptop or whatever, you could just do your job from wherever. Like, that's super smart because, like, my perception of, like, work and, like, a job has always been tied to, I got to move to a bigger city and find opportunity. There's this, like, concept of opportunity that comes with, like, a big city. But really, like, big cities are kind of shit. Like, and not all cities,
Yeah,
but
especially a lot of US ones, man.
yeah.
I don't like urban sprawl at all. And
Especially, and it's so dangerous to live in, like, a bigger city. Like,
well,
you know,
it kind of depends on the city, but
I know, but it, like when there's just so many people in a certain area, there's bound to be like negative people. I mean, like if 1 in 10 people are bad people, and there's like a million people around you, then obviously there's going to be more bad people. I guess that's just, you know,
yeah,
just comes with it. But yeah, so I've been kind of rethinking a lot of that too, like the whole moving to cities and everything. Like I just recently moved home, and that kind of sucked. I kind of was like living my life in Florence, like over there, and now it's like I'm working at this job I don't really care for. It's like not paying very well, but it's experience. Anyway, you're basically, I don't know where all it was going. I was just venting to you, I guess, but you're doing what I think is the right way, the right course. What do you think inspired you to kind of think that way or move toward that?
So actually I've kind of, it's what I've wanted to do for a long time. I've just never really seen myself to be the person to settle down in one place, at least for now. I just can't imagine myself staying in one city for more than like a year or two. I definitely want to move around, especially while I'm young and I don't really have like a family or anything to tie me down to a place. Because once I have kids and stuff like that, you know, later on down the road, it's going to be a lot more selfish and a lot more, you know, it's going to be a lot harder to just uproot and go to wherever. So yeah, now while it's easy, I'm just trying to take advantage of it. And honestly, I think I've realized that that's one of the things that I like the most. A lot of people told me whenever I moved to the UK, oh, you know, you're so brave. I could have never done that. You know, like, what was that like? Stuff like that. But to be honest, I was really just excited for the whole thing. And
yeah,
upon reflecting on that, I realized that sort of excitement is honestly something that I really want in my life. Like a lot of people, you know, talk about finding their calling in their profession or finding their calling in this or that or whatever. But for me, it's just through new experiences and new places, and, you know, that's, I want to tie that in to what I do for a living, because that is honestly what will make me the happiest.
That's a good, I'm glad that you understand like what makes you happy. Like for me and a bunch of other people, I'm sure, at least I want to assume I'm not alone in this, but it's almost like we don't know, kind of like I definitely can admit to like not knowing what I even want, you know. This COVID thing, this pandemic that happened where it made everything shut down and you gotta stay at home, and you know, that coupled with like I graduated, and my whole life thus far, from what I can remember, I use the word thus far like a pretentious douche, you like that?
I respect.
thus far has just been about school, and it's kind of like I'm trying to get out of this whole goal life, you know, like this goal-centered life. Like my first goal is to get through middle school, and then it's to get through high school, and then I'm gonna go to college, and then I'm gonna get a job, and then I'm gonna get a family. It's like the next thing, I'm not enjoying what I'm doing. I'm just sort of focusing on the next thing. And that's good for like a certain type of person. But now it feels like I was talking about, I got this job I don't like, and kind of back home where I started, and, you know, like, I don't know what to do. That's part of the reason for putting on this like new podcast, is just like, do what I like makes me happy. Just talking to, you know, interesting people, and I think that's kind of what I'm drawing purpose from, or at least the way I've been thinking about it is like, if I make money from something that I really enjoy, then I'll be like satisfied. But then again, like money is not everything. And I think you can, because, you know, it costs you probably a good bit of money to like travel, and it probably will cost you money to travel in the future. But like money isn't everything, really. I guess it shouldn't be where like your satisfaction comes from, but I don't know. What's your thoughts on that? You think money should be like hoarded or?
Oh, absolutely not. I think money is, it's a means to an end, you know? Like,
yeah,
it's one of those things that can guarantee you a comfortable life, and you have to, like, you need that within the system that we have. But definitely think that there's a limit, and I think that beyond, the amount that makes you comfortable, there's not really much of a reason, at least for me, to pursue more, you know?
See, that's not the human condition, though, is it? The human condition is just like, I want more, you know?
Well, it's kind of complicated. It's based off of, depending on your school of thought, but there is scientific evidence to back up that money does not necessarily, you don't need more money psychologically, because I think what, past up to $100,000 or something like that, a person's happiness correlates with that, because obviously that is a very comfortable amount of money, but past that, there's no increase in happiness, because at that point, you're not really fulfilling needs or even wants. You're filling more egregious wants, like better versions of what you can already get. You're not missing out on wants or needs because of a lack of money, or you're not missing out on necessities because you're struggling. You're stress-free at that point, and ultimately, I feel like that's all we as people need. Obviously, the system we have, allows us to go for more, and I think that's fine within reason. But I feel like, human nature does not really want us to be billionaires. I think that's definitely a product of
Just
a
kind
flawed
of
system.
a, because it kind of, I don't know, this the system of wealth. I'm trying to think of like when it started exactly, like who, I guess it was like the industrial type revolution where people were discovering they could get more money and kind of keep more money. I don't know. Yeah, I guess you're right. I do agree. Like in a lot of billionaires, millionaires, if they're not happy. Let's you hear about like actors who are just like so unhappy that they kill themselves, like kind of like Robin Williams or all the musicians or whoever. I guess it does. It gets to show fame is one thing too. Like I guess that's another part of the equation. But money, I guess, doesn't necessarily always equal happiness. And I know to a bunch of poor people, it might seem like it kind of does. Kind of like me right now. Like I'm thinking, if only I had this amount of money, then I would be okay, or I could, I could buy more recording equipment or whatever. Yeah, it's interesting. I think I need to reevaluate basically what my purpose in life is, like the whole making money from something I like or make money from something I love doing. I think I just need to focus on like love what I'm doing more so, right?
Yeah, no, I agree 100%, because at the end of the, something I think about is at the end of my life, how will I feel about having, gone down this path? And that was a big motivator for going, abroad regret-free. And that's a big motivator for how I choose my path in life. Like, money is important to how you want to live, but at the end of the day, I would rather look back and think, wow, I've had a lot of great experiences. I've met a lot of great people. I've had a really great life. I haven't stressed over everything to the greatest degree, instead of, wow, I made millions of dollars and I'm gonna die and I can't do anything with it. That's great.
Yeah. Well, I guess at that point it's about like passing it on or whatever, but if you never have a family or kids or anything, then it is basically pointless, you know?
Well, I mean, the thing is, you'll have stuff to pass on to your children either way. At the very least, you'll probably have a house, and that's already a
A
great leg
huge
up.
Pokemon card collection.
Yeah, bro.
You ever play Pokemon? Were you ever into that card game?
Yeah, man. I actually played it in college on my computer here and there.
Really?
Yeah, no, they have an online version, which actually isn't that bad, 'cause I never really knew how to play it when we were in like elementary school. I don't think anyone did. We just kind of showed up and it said, oh, this one's stronger, and then it wins. But it's actually like, a card game is actually kind of fun, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, no, I remember there was tons of kids. I'm sure, and I've heard this from several people too, that there was always like weird kids who would play Magic the Gathering in class.
Oh yeah, no, yeah.
Well, they would play it. They would like sit on the hallway floor playing playing this game, and it's like, those are burnouts. Those are weirdos. But I've recently gotten to Dungeons and Dragons, which is kind of silly, but it's fun. I mean, and that's kind of going back to like the theater thing. Like, if you have a good imagination, you have like a good group of people doing it with you. Like, that's the most fun. If you're playing with like your good close friends, mm-hmm. then like it's the most fun ever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I get you.
Who's your favorite Pokemon hunter?
Oh, dude, there's honestly a lot.
There's like a million Pokemon, right?
Yeah, I don't know any of the newer ones, but I think my favorite. Oh shit, that's tough. That's real tough.
Do you have a favorite type?
For Pokemon or
no?
I like what's his name? Oh, Garchomp, I think. No, wait. What's
from Diamond and Pearl?
Yeah, what's the fully? I think that's a fully evolved one, isn't it? Yeah, it's yeah. I like Garchomp a lot. I remember that because, I think Pearl on the DS. I got it for Christmas when I was a kid, and that was like the first one I got new when it came out. And bro, that was a lot of fun. I remember
that game was a lot of fun. I wish they would remake that because they remade every other generation except for, and they keep remaking the first generation for some reason. Well,
apparently they were gonna, or there was like an event or something like this, maybe like half a year ago or something like that. And apparently a bunch of people were expecting it to be a remake, and they got really pissed when they found that it wasn't. Like, they literally got really mad about it.
It's Sun and Moon, where you can evolve your Pokemon more.
Honestly, stupid. Like, yeah, I honestly wish they would just kind of remake and run with the ones that they have instead of just adding new ones at this point.
I wish they would just kind of work with the story more, because like the RPG elements are there, and it's always the same format of like, you have a rival, they're gonna be better than you. You go to this thing. Granted, I haven't played like the last two or three games that have come out, but
yeah, I haven't played the last one at all.
Well, it looks kind of, I don't know, like for a Switch game, it looks like a 3DS game, and they may have wanted it to be that at first because the graphics are not where they should be for like a Switch game.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem very, very fun. And I'm not going to lie, the whole, like you said, the story format has kind of played out to me.
They need to have, like, I don't know what I would do with it, because Pokemon is so specific to, and like, what, like after every like version of it, like the second, third generation, fourth generation, whatever, mm-hmm. they keep running and like reinforcing the same format. So if you had something that wasn't that, you know, it would kind of not feel like Pokemon anymore. Like, they have, like, the Pokemon fighting games and stuff, which are fun, but they almost feel separate. They feel like a side game compared to, like, the actual, you know, the main series or whatever. Mm-hmm. I cannot find... I think it says 892 fictional species, but I don't think that's correct. I think there's more than that. I guess they've not really added a whole lot since like, Diamond and Pearl. Because I know Diamond and Pearl is, like, a whole new roster, but...
Yeah, they were like, what, 300 at that point? 400?
Yeah.
Low four?
Yeah, probably like low four, because the first one was like 150, mm-hmm. and they probably didn't do but like 100, or maybe even less for the second one, because the second one was kind of building off the first one.
Yeah.
So they had like the new starters and like a bunch of new Pokemon, but they still had Pokemon from the first generation too. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it kind of feels faulty after you play the first game too, because the first game's like, hey, we're in this region, and these are the only Pokemon ever, and no one knows anything about them, so you have to go categorize them. And then, like, by the seventh game, they're like, oh yeah, the whole world is infested with these creatures, so, you know, it's just normal now, I guess.
Yeah, I have no idea, honestly.
Anyway, Bulbasaur is obviously the best choice, and Grass-type is the best type.
You know what? Psychic's better, bro. Psychic's pretty sweet.
Psychic is so strong in the first generation. If you have like, if you have Kazam or Alakazam,
that's probably my second favorite. That's definitely,
he's actually OP. Like, you cannot beat him in the first game.
He's
there's
nasty,
like,
bro.
There's like Ghost type that is better than that. But there's three Ghost Pokemon, and their stats are all kind of shit, except for Gengar, but you can only get him through trading.
I mean, you can only get Alakazam through trading, too.
That's very fair. That's a good point. But if you caught Mew, you know you can just catch Mew in the first game? Just around?
I know you can catch, you can do like a glitch to get him in blue, yellow, and red.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was watching like a playthrough the other day. I don't really watch, I should preface, I don't really watch like video game playthroughs. I just kind of watch if the people are entertaining, like if they're funny.
Yeah.
But they were playing and they were like, I think they caught two Mews, but it was like, it was kind of like right back to back to each other. So it was kind of, I guess there was like a higher probability in that little area or whatever. But I remember watching it like, what the fuck? They caught a Mew? I didn't know you could catch Mews in this game.
I don't think you can without a glitch or like without, there was like, I think it's an event only. Like if you want to get it legitimately.
They may have just had like an emulator running or something.
Oh yeah. That's true.
Anyway, so you've been calling me gamer like all day. you've been saying like, are you a gamer? Would you classify yourself that way?
Dude, of course, bro. If you're not gaming, what are you doing?
Is this? Did you use the word epic in high school? Did we talk about this?
I don't think so.
I've used the word epic ironically for like 5 years now, and it's gotten to the point where it's actually not ironic anymore. I'll just say epic and. I just started my new job and I told someone epic and they were like, oh, okay. Like they kind of looked confused.
No, I definitely use it ironic now, but I don't think I used it in high school.
No, dude, epic is the best word, and I'm convinced. It's so ironic that it's not ironic anymore.
There's just a lot of I've noticed that with a lot of stuff. There's another word that I've definitely done that with. I can't think what it is. But, like, it's just a really bad habit of using something that's so dumb at the beginning that it's, you know, just pure irony, but then you eventually start using it, like, actually.
Well, that's kind of what happened in Minecraft, too. Just, like, no one, like, everyone was, like, everyone played Minecraft as a kid, and then it was, like, this really cringy kind of thing that everyone did, and then, like, for some reason, like, last year, everyone was like, oh, Minecraft is actually fun. Like, let's not be mean to Minecraft anymore. Let's actually enjoy it, and... You know, I think that's kind of wholesome. That's kind of nice that it's so cringe that it's actually really fun and cool now.
I respect it, bro. I actually have a server if you're trying to play sometime, bro.
No, I don't. I've never played Minecraft, actually. Not once in my life. Cringe. Well, I've played, but, like, I was playing with our friends, and I was just, like, killing them with swords and stuff. So it wasn't, like... Do you like sandbox games, or are you more like a narrative story kind of guy?
I'm going to be honest, bro. I play almost nothing but Overwatch. That is crazy. I have like 800 hours on that game, and I never play anything else.
Do you play Smash Bros. At all? I really like Smash Bros.
It's pretty fun. I have it on Switch, but I haven't played my Switch in a minute.
I think, yeah, we can kind of probably agree that people who play Smash are a little bit toxic. Like, did your university have like a game room?
No, but I did play with my friends, although I was the toxic one. I would just play Kirby and fucking and down B just constantly, and they'd get real mad about it.
That's great. There was this, from everyone who I've talked to, like, in like at least our little area, there's like a game room, which is kind of a cringe concept anyway. Just like, there's a room where you can go play video games, so like, you know who's going to go there, like all these smelly gamer types. But... Like,
where do I sign up?
It was always like the same kids in there, and like, I swear to God, they smelled. They were like, and they would always play Smash, but they wouldn't play Smash Ultimate. They would play like the Wii U Smash. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I guess that's what they like better. But they were always like screaming and cursing, and me and my friend were just trying to play like pool or like do like ping pong or something, and they would always be just like loud as hell. You know, never showered. Anyway, that's when I say I like Smash Bros, I don't want to come off that way, but that is, you know, that's the fan base.
It's too late.
It's too late. I'm epic, and I'm an epic gamer now, you know?
Yeah, bro. Showers are for lamers.
So one time you gave me a game on Steam that was called like American, or it was called like Bro, was it called Broforce?
Oh, yeah, dude. I love that game.
I remember you, it was so unexpected. You sent it to me. I was like, oh my God, it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. I saw it. I had an extra copy. And I'm like, oh, Hopper. I see Hopper's online. Oh, you know what? He'd probably enjoy this.
Thanks, brother.
It was just sitting in my library. I'm like, well, I'm going to give someone. And I figured you would enjoy it, so I sent it to you.
Well, thank you. No problem. So who do you play on Overwatch? Who's your main character?
Honestly, bro, it swaps a lot, but here recently I've been liking Tank a lot. I've been playing Zarya.
Oh, yeah.
A fuck ton. Yeah, I've been climbing. I have like I want to say an 83% win rate right now. I'm in I'm on like 2700 SR right now, I think. But yeah, I've been climbing with Zarya. It feels pretty good. Otherwise, I play Ashe on DPS or McCree, Soldier, Doomfist, and Healer. Sometimes Moira, but she's kind of boring, and Ana. Although, dude, I don't know what happened. Support used to be my highest like rank, and now it's fucking ass. I am very low gold. I don't know if it's me or what, but it just feels like I cannot do enough.
I feel like when you play something for so long too, you go through cycles where you're just ass at it for some reason. Like you just, that happens a lot to me with I play Brawlhalla. It's like this free platform fighter. Mm-hmm. And I'll go through and I'm like, sometimes I'm like, oh my God, I'm professional. Like I can actually make esports money from this. And then like, I'll get on the next day and the whole season is like a new season has started or whatever. And it's like, oh, okay. I just got like three stocks by a new, or like, you know, like some like 4-year old probably. Like I just fell for like the easiest, like they were just spamming buttons and beat me.
I felt that, bro. Yeah. There, like, especially on DPS, I felt that. Cause like sometimes if I haven't played it in a minute, I'll just go back in. I'm like, dude, I can't hit shit that I swear to God I can normally hit.
You play on PC or console?
Bro, I'm a gamer.
So PC?
I play on PC, bro.
Hell yeah, bro. That's that PC master race.
Less than 144 FPS on...
cringe.
Nah, bro, but for real, 60 hertz is fucking nasty. I don't know.
Yeah.
If you try a high refresh monitor, you're gonna cream, bro.
It actually does. Like, I play a little bit of Steam. I tried streaming the other day, and I was like, it's that Brawlhalla game. I was like, I need that on my computer, and it's like free everywhere, by the way, which is the best thing ever. Mm-hmm. No, but I mean, I was playing on my computer, like just on my desktop, and I was like, this is so sweet. Like, just because I'm so close to it, and like the monitor is so much better than my shitty old TV. Like, I don't know, it just felt like a new experience. It felt magical.
I respect it. You should, if you ever get a chance, try like a 1440p monitor with like a high refresh rate. Bro, it's really sweet.
It's like butter.
It's really nice, dude. I'm not gonna lie.
Is there anything you want to like call attention to? You want people to go follow your Instagram or something like that, or?
Nah, man. There's nothing.
What if you're just like, go download Disney Plus with the code HunterJ2020.
Follow my OnlyFans.
Yeah, there you go. $20 a month.
Oh, you think I'm that expensive?
I mean, you're pretty prom meat there, Hunter James.
We're talking dollar menu, bro.
No, you're pure Travis Scott burger, Hunter.
Oh, you think?
So you try that? Have you tried the Travis Scott burger?
No, bro. It's just a normal fucking hamburger. I don't understand. I don't like. I genuinely think it had to be irony at first, and now like it's just become an actual thing.
I don't know how that happened, but I remember hearing people like joking about it because there was like a leak. Like there was a McDonald's leak.
Have you heard about the merch?
Yes, it looks awful, doesn't it? It looks just like stupid.
It's like $80 for a pillow, bro. Who the fuck's buying a chicken nugget pillow for $80?
I know. I saw someone on eBay already had the jeans up there for like, it was just like some shitty jeans with like a McDonald's logo on it, and they were like, this will be $300.
Bro, I literally have no fucking idea why people are dumb enough to buy it. 'Cause like, who's gonna wear it? Okay, I get it. You know, it's gonna be probably a collector's item just because people are gonna, it's gonna sell out. It's probably limited run, and people are dumb and like to meme everything. You know,
Yeah.
I kind of respect that. But like, there's no one's gonna actually wear that, right? I get it. People like to meme things, but it's not actually. No one's actually gonna wear that, right?
No, I at least I hope not. I think it's a lot of time like kids or like immature people just. But then again, it's like $80, so like no mom is gonna give their kid like $80 for a stupid ass McNugget pillow or whatever. All right, Hunter, we gotta wrap that up because I'm getting loopy.
All right, bro.
Thank you for coming on. We'll have you back on. We'll get you back on sometime.
Sounds good, bro. Thanks for having me.